Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today we have here. So let's see here. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Give me 1 second here.
Me. It's me.
It's you. Okay, give me 1 second here.
Me.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yes. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to see if we can see what you're in.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get a busy signal?
No, Julie didn't get a busy signal. We officially have you on the air, Barb, but this is Julie.
Was that because
Clark.
You were trying to call me?
No, but I just wanted
well,
to make
aren't
sure.
Well, aren't we going on in a few seconds? Do you want to get me on or not?
You're already on, Barbara. You're already
well,
on, Barbara.
Oh, hi, everybody. That's really professional. Thanks for letting me know we're on air.
I'm sorry,
hi,
Barbara.
Julie.
I'm really,
well.
Really sorry. I thought I told you.
Oh my gosh.
No, Barbara, I'm really, really, Barbara, I really, truly am sorry. I know this is.
I'm sure you are.
No, and yes, I am.
Really,
probably
this is
the truth. This is the truth. Barbara
sorry.
Is very, very professional.
Good.
She's very professional. She always is.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, we need to tell everybody that. Okay. Thanks, Johnny.
This Jeez. Just is.
Okay, what else? Let's just chit chat and pretend that we're not even on air.
Okay, let's pretend we're not even on the air.
Or do you want to start over?
Well, what we'll do is let's start over. Okay, my name is Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My apologies for any technical problems that anybody might be experiencing, but this is my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
I think
you probably realize that by now. Hi, Julie. Clark.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Blast from the past. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Right.
So we're used to this. You know, we roll with the punches, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. We do.
Yes.
There's
I was
no other way.
I mean, all these years of interviews and radio shows and commercials. And, I mean, we've seen it all, right, Julie?
Yes,
yeah, pretty much. But every time I say that, I see something new.
I know. Well, let's give you a proper welcome. Let's give you a proper welcome. Okay.
And
so,
give me an improper one. That'd be more fun.
I'm going to give you an improper one. You already had that. Okay. So we have today a special Playboy playmate. And you know I love the girls from the 90s. They're my sisters. And so I'm so happy to introduce to you Miss 1991, Julie Clark.
Yes, hi.
Yay, hi.
Hello.
Oh, wow, it's so good to hear your voice.
Wow, this is so cool. So cool, so cool.
It is. And so I get a question more than any other question. And I want to see if you get this question too a lot. But we always start off with this first question. Yeah, how did you get in? How did you become a Playboy Playmate? We want to know.
The Playboy Centerfold Fairy came and asked me if I wanted to. No.
Oh, the Centerfold Fairy, you said? I'm like, what? That's funny. You never
woke me up.
I mean, some people, this is their dream of a lifetime, and they've known since a little girl that they wanted this. And so I get this question all the time from people, like, how did it happen? Were you discovered?
Right.
Did you, you know, call them? How did it happen for you exactly? We want to know the details.
You know, what's crazy is that I was reading about, like, how you can manifest things into your reality, into your life by focusing your vision having a vision, a detailed vision in your mind. And my boyfriend subscribed to Playboy magazine, and I would look at it, and then I was looking at it, and then I looked in the mirror, and I had a good tan, and I worked out, and I was 17 years old, and I was like, well, maybe I could do that. And I was looking in the mirror, and then I was looking at the magazine, and I'd pose and look, and I was like, I bet I could do that. I was pretty good. I bet I could do that. And then that was it. And then, my friend and I were bathing suit shopping, and there was a post up on the wall that said, local bikini contest at Harold's Place, you know, fill out this form to enter. And my friend said, you should enter that bikini contest. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, no, I'm serious. You have got to enter that contest. And I'd never done anything like that. So, I mean, I did when I was like 13. Naples, Florida.
Okay. All right. So you were in a sun state, you were tan. You were always known for having a hard body. I know that. And this super beautiful, cute face. So I love that. I got chills when you said that. I kept looking in the mirror and thinking, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
It was so similar to not the way I did. Same thing with me. I was changing with my boyfriend. We were celebrating something. We had some champagne. And I was changing to go out. And we both were looking at my body. And, you know, he goes, you should do Playboy.
Right.
And I said, I've always wanted to do that. And then I called them. I had to look them up in the Yellow Pages because back then that's what we did. And so, but you, you thought.
That shows our age.
Right, it does. But you thought, okay, yes, I could do Playboy. But then you went shopping with your girlfriend. And so you're looking at your bikini-clad body. And so did you enter this contest?
Yes, I did. And I won.
Yeah, awesome. And who was watching?
It was it's a popular place in town. It's called Harold's Place. And it's an outdoor tiki. They make a great rum runner. I always got the rum runner with the 151 floater. And it's just so refreshing. Anyways, and it's always a good time. It's outside, and there's a pool, and they often have live music. And anyways,
Johnny, have you heard of this?
It was
Harold.
No, I haven't.
Because Johnny's from Florida.
Oh well, where in Florida is this?
Naples, though. You know where Fort Myers is? It's basically straight across from Miami on the Gulf Coast.
Okay, because I live in Destin, so.
Never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
Okay,
anyway.
So you did this competition, and were you nervous? You had never done anything like that, been in the spotlight in that way. So you're up there. Did you really enjoy doing this? Did you learn something else besides more about yourself?
Yeah, well, you know, I was trying to say I had the only kind of experience like that I had when I was 13. I did the little, people, you know, think it's cheesy or maybe kind of the Barbizon modeling. The little, it's a school.
Yeah.
They put you,
that's
you
okay.
learn how to do makeup. Because
people do on their way up. They get in a modeling school. If they're from somewhere else besides New York or LA, that's what their town has. That's what I did in Nashville.
Yeah.
So you got in. You always wanted to be a model. And so after that, did that give you a boost of confidence when you won that swimwear contest?
Oh, heck yeah. It was like there was a bunch of people there. I had a lot of my friends and my boyfriend and his brother and all their friends. And so I had a cheering team, and they were loud.
Oh, yeah. That does help.
And, I was saying that I did that when I was like 13, I wanted to wear makeup, and I just wanted to wear makeup so badly. And I would try to, my dad would tell me to wipe it off, and no way, you're not going to school like that. You're not going anywhere. Take that off. And then finally, my parents said, well, if you're going to do it, you're going to learn how to do it right. And I was interested in modeling.
Hello?
And John,
Johnny, she cut out.
I think she did cut out, yeah.
Hello?
She says that she's here.
Okay. What do you mean
she's
texting
you? What I'm trying to say is it says that she's on the line. Let me try to see if I can...
maybe she accidentally tapped it on mute.
That's possible.
No, I haven't
that's
touched
possible.
My phone.
Let me see here.
Please. I'll text you. Hi.
All right, I'm going to text her.
Texting.
Well, we're
can
sorry,
you hear
everybody,
me?
For this technical problem.
Yeah.
I really wanted to know how she became a Playboy Playmate and slowly learning this. And hopefully she'll get back on so we can hear.
Okay.
Did she call them? Did she write them a letter? Was somebody in the audience of the swimwear competition? Did she look them up in the Yellow Pages? Did she contact the Playboy offices in L.A. or Chicago? Things like that.
Hey, can you hear me now?
All these questions. We need answers.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what's happening. Let me go.
Hey. Well, why don't you go do it, and I'll just talk to the listeners while you go and figure out what is going on.
My
and
friend
I will
can,
then
my friend can hear you.
Let's see here.
I'm
here. I'm here.
Right.
I can hear you,
so,
but you can't hear me.
We have interviewed a number of Playboy Playmates now for our Playboy Playmate series, and it's been
louder?
So fun. Our first question is always, how did you become a Playboy Playmate? Because that is a question that I'm asked over and over and over again. So I'm figuring if I'm
asked
that,
they can, okay,
who's
I can
everybody
hear you
else?
On radio, but they can't.
And it always does start it off in a fun way. I think that question, because everything else just flows, because that was the beginning. That's how it all started. So Johnny, have you heard from Julie as far as a text or anything on what's going on?
Actually, it's really weird. It says that she let me try something.
Here, listen.
Here.
Let's
go,
going
let me,
on
let me
right
see
now.
If I can take a look.
Hi.
On the line. But it doesn't show that she's speaking or she's talking.
Hey. Can you text her right now and say,
she says that she
ask
can
her.
Hear. She says that she
okay.
can hear us.
Oh,
but
how frustrating.
That,
hi, Julie. We're sorry about this.
Yeah,
this never
okay,
happened.
Okay.
Do you have the mute
I can
on
hear them.
Accident, maybe?
Okay,
or can you hang up and try it? Please hang up and try to
call I can
out.
Hear you. I don't know why you can't hear me.
A
yeah,
good thing
I'll
to do, right, Johnny?
Yeah, that might be the thing to do. Give me one
okay.
second.
Julie, since you can't hear us, please hang up and call back that number, Life, Laughter, Happiness number again, which I will give you right now.
Okay.
And it is 516-531-9877. Okay, I'm giving her the number again, please. 516-531-9874. In case you don't have it in your phone, that is our Life, Laughter, Happiness long
mm-hmm.
lost. And we're waiting to get you back on.
Yeah, she 516-531.
Wonder why this is happening, and we're so sorry, listeners, because this is odd. This is very odd.
Okay.
I mean, not even a bad connection or anything.
Can you hear
okay,
me
Julie,
now?
Are you there?
Yes.
Julie?
Hello?
Julie,
what
there?
Happens? What if we start the show
Hi.
All over again and we call in fresh from our
on,
own line?
We can't start it all over again. If we disconnected, then it won't. Are you there,
okay.
Julie?
I am here. Yep.
I'm here.
Are you there?
I feel bad this is happening to Julie.
I am here.
I think I know what I'm
going
to do. Give me one second. Julie, I'm going to three-way you in. Give me one second here. Okay, give me one second here.
Okay.
You in?
Now you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I guess I'm gonna also make sure that I'm having that okay. Everybody knows. Was your mute on or anything like that?
My boyfriend says that he can hear me on the radio, so the audience can hear. It's just you guys that can't hear me.
Okay.
Okay, we're sorry about that, Julie. It was a very odd thing that happened. But your cousin also wrote a comment on the Blog Talk Radio, which runs our show. And then I befriended her on Facebook, and she says, I'll be listening. So she's probably listening, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, let's get back to it. Would you like to do that, Johnny, get back to the interview now?
Sure.
Okay, great. So you were saying that you won. It gave you a boost of confidence. You went to Barbizon. You signed up there at your local modeling agency. And then what happened?
Well, I did two of the, it's Venus Swimwear. I did it that year. I think I won. I went to regional, state, and national. And I think I was told that I got seventh overall, which is still good. That's a national.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And top seven in the whole state, but then
in the country.
Became one of 12 of the whole world in Playboy.
It's a national. So I was
the whole United States.
I was number seven in the United States.
Wow. Okay, so that first swimwear competition really started something that you got into. So then you kept doing it, competing. And I bet you became one of Venus's favorite swimwear models after that.
Well, I enjoyed it, and I felt like I learned a lot. And I thought, and that was told by Lou Maggio and some other people that, do it again next year. And I was like, heck yeah. And so I had time to think about it and, and on some things. Just walking, talking, it's just like anything. It's after you do it, repetition for me, takes me a few times to learn anything, but I had confidence. I knew I was going to do better. And
you were only 17, 18 at this time too, right?
Yeah,
very young.
17. So it wasn't long. It wasn't long before my 18th birthday when I won state again and went to nationals, and that was held in Clearwater. So it wasn't very far from home for me.
Right.
Cool.
Wow. So you basically won. Did you win the? Okay, you got seventh in the nation. And then you did it the next year, and then what happened?
Well, get this.
You won.
No, I wish I did, but you know what? I was half a point away from winning.
Oh, my God.
That man, I know. Dapreece Brescia.
Is the bid, was the winning title going to offer a lot to you and opportunities? What would you have gotten if you would have won?
Yeah, a Lotus Esprit.
A sports car too?
Oh yeah. I mean, that was the big prize, When the fancy sports car, I'm like, I know. Maybe it was a better thing because I probably would have ended up losing my license for speeding all the time.
Things could have been a lot different for you.
Yeah, it would have really affected my driving record, I'm sure. Sure.
That's funny. But I worked for Venus, too, but I had no idea that the competition scene was so big. You know, I wasn't in that part of it. I modeled in their catalog, and I went with Lou Maggio and all of the group to Jamaica, which was really cool.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was so fun. There was these competitions in the swimwear models that we would meet from the competitions. And, I mean, you have to have a perfect body. You cannot even have a flaw. Those girls are so
yes,
perfect.
Sally,
and
you were one of them.
What?
It's not like you can, yeah. There's only so much you can do with the elastic on a bikini to help things out. Kind of limited.
I know.
So.
But the choice has got to be perfect. I mean, down to the wire about, like, what color, what style of suit you're wearing, how your stage presence, how you get the crowd going. So
yeah.
I can only imagine how great you were. Do you have any videos of that?
Oh, yeah.
Videos, some, but I have plenty of pictures I can send. I can test it right now.
But let's tell the listeners where they can see things like that. Do you have any of that posted on your Facebook or Instagram?
I have my own website.
Okay. Let's do a shout out right now. So while you guys are listening to the interview, you can check out Julie Clark, Miss March 1991. Which was just a year before me. So I remember your layout so well and you. And I was wondering if you loved your centerfold because it was like a theme kind of like mine in the 50s diner, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you love it?
Well, I guess I'm supposed to say yes.
No, you don't say yes if you don't mean yes. I'd like to know the real truth. I want to know your story and what you think and how you felt about it.
I liked it, but you know what? It was, they were kind of thinking about, they asked me a question about, is there any particular part of your body that you don't like, or is there anything that you just don't want to show that they basically wanted me to be comfortable during the shoot? So, you know,
and that's the
first
day. Are you talking about the first day when they do the pose test?
No, I'm talking about after I was accepted, before we started the centerfold shoot.
Okay.
They wanted to know that. And that really affected the whole thing. That's because I said, well, I don't know if I want to show my feet so much or my toes. I don't know about that. So she, the editor, Marilyn, she came up with a concept of something that was going to, I'm wearing shoes. So it turned out to be, the diner thing. So I had these saddle shoes.
You did like the saddle shoe thing. You know what? They tried to get me to wear saddle shoes in my video, and I refused to wear them.
Oh my God. But listen, wait till you hear this. The shoes that I don't know why. I mean, they have unlimited access to wardrobe pieces, and they gave me these shoes that were like three sizes too big.
Yes. They tried to get me to do that, and I said, well, it's not a photo. I mean, this is my video, so I had a better excuse to not wear them because I couldn't dance in them. They were having me do the sock hop dance, and I just, they were really disappointed that I wouldn't wear them, but they were three sizes too big. I mean, what up with them? Go get some the right size. It's Playboy.
They were like clown shoes.
I'm looking you up right now. I got to check this out again. So tell us.
Seriously,
what
they were like clown shoes, and if they wanted me to feel sexy, they were doing a terrible job. I feel like a clown.
That is funny. And your fever probably is totally normal and fine. You just didn't even know what to say. What do I answer?
My feet were happy and they were comfortable, but I felt like a dork.
But I do. I am looking it up because I have the Playboy centerfold, all the centerfolds, but I also have the white book where it gives you a little update, and they did an expert excerpt on all of us a while back, and it kind of gives an update of what the Playmates had been doing in life. I think it was 10 years later or 15. So I'm looking you up there, and I bet I'm going to find the most sexy photo, and I will never know what you're talking about with those shoes.
Yeah. Hey, really quick, I just want to say thank you, Jonathan and Barbara, for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. And we got kind of a weird start.
And I want to say,
I mean, I have a question now. I mean,
no, sorry. No.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Is there one playmate that you look at and then you're just taken back by how beautiful she is? Even like if you're, say, in a room with other playmates, you just look at her and you'll wow.
Yeah, there's a few of them. I really like Jacqueline Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
I always had my favorite too.
Yeah,
and
she
had these beautiful, and I'm pretty sure they're natural boobs. I'm not sure, but.
Yes, they are.
I mean, she's just so pretty. And then I always loved Carrie Kendall. And,
yes.
You know, what's so cool about her is that her personality is so cool, too.
Oh, yeah. She has a radio show, too. I work with her so much. She's one of the most popular, too. Just that rocking body. It just was a favorite.
Yeah, she's got these beautiful boobs. She's awesome, and her personality is awesome. And then
it really is.
I know. And then Julie McCullough. I mean, who is so cuter and sweeter than that? I mean, she's
so cute.
She always wears a hat. She's always smiling, and she's fun to talk to, and I really like her.
I love her, too. You know who my favorite one was during, you know, because like you said, you always have your favorite that you think is so pretty. I love Cheryl Bachman.
I did the Venus contest with her, so we became friends. She's from Jacksonville.
Yeah, and she's so sweet and cool, too. She still looks great, just like you do.
That's funny that you mentioned the name Cheryl Bachman, because this is the funny thing. We were going to have Cheryl Bachman on today.
You should have done it together. That would have been cool. Oh, my God.
Apparently, due to scheduling things, she had to say that she wasn't able to do it. But, I mean, it was just like I wanted to be Cheryl Bachman for a long time because of all the lizards. And
she owns the iguanas and I think the bearded dragons. She is into that, and she has those exotic animals. But, you know, some people, they don't want to interview. They don't want to do interviews. They're done. The whole Playboy thing's in their past, and they're like, I don't want it. You know, they are done with the spotlight, and everybody's different. And that's why we reach out to everybody, but some people are not so into it. And I think that, but then she changed her mind. Johnny has a magic way about him because she just doesn't want to do it. And then now, I guess she was going to do it, so he changed her mind. And we're getting some very great playmates to interview, and not only from the 90s, but new ones, and then also ones from the 70s and 80s, which is, to me, very interesting because, I mean, that's way before us, and I find those stories to be interesting because they're so different than our stories.
Totally. They had different experience.
Tell us about your cover.
JULARKE.com
Okay. I know, isn't it too bad how people always get our names and take our name? You should have Julie Clark. You know, you're the only famous Julie Clark I know.
No, there's Dude. Some political figure.
Oh.
And it's okay. Clark with an E, so, and her name is Clark with an E, so, but that's the only other one I came across.
Okay. I'm checking out your website now, and everybody else do the same. And it's J-U-L-I-E underscore, or is that a hyphen?
Hyphen.
Okay, hyphen. C-L-A-R-K-E.com.
Right.
And so everybody look Julie up. But tell us about, because I know you did a really nice cover for Playboy, and that's not everybody gets
a
cover.
I love that picture. Yeah, that's
okay.
One of my favorite ones.
So is that was just a month after your layout came out, then you were shooting a cover. Tell us about it, and what month was that?
Big I like what it says, the little thing that talks about the who's on the cover. You know, you open the you open the cover and it says who's on it. So
oh, yeah.
And it says, last month, Centerfold, Julie Clark rolls onto our spring break issues cover. I thought that was
perfect.
I'm in rollerblades.
Well, it's perfect for you because you were such the spring break, probably swimwear competition are all happening at that time and everything. And it says that she is still a Florida. She is still in Florida and still a fitness buff. Is that still true to this day? You're in Florida and you're a fitness buff?
I don't know about fitness buff, but actually I discovered yoga and has gotten me interested in and I'm interested in seeing and experimenting, trying to maybe do some more modeling and do some new pictures. And so for that, I'm going to do some exercising and some working out that I know I can get back into really good shape fairly easily because of, you know, muscle memory. And the muscles are still there. I just need to tighten tone and wake them up a little. That's all.
I know. And most of us have to do that, especially during coronavirus when they closed all of our gyms. That's what happened to me. But we can get it back so quickly. So that'll be fun to see. And then are you going to get on a fan site as well, like something like OnlyFans or one of those kinds of platforms? They're really booming right now. Or just stick with your
website. I'm not sure what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Oh, well, there's this OnlyFans.com, and a lot of the centerfolds are doing it, and it's where you don't have to have a webmaster running anything anymore. You do it yourself, and it's so easy to use. And everybody is on it. All the fans are on it. So I got on it. I'm doing really well on there. And just check it out. They're connected with Twitter.
Awesome. I definitely will. That sounds really cool. OnlyFans.com?
Yes, I'll send you the link. So after the show, I'll send you the link and just hit on that, and then you'll be able to sign up. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. I definitely will do that.
Okay, awesome. Tell us about the cover, though. What was the month and year of your Playboy cover?
April of 1991. It was the month following my centerfold.
Oh, how wonderful. So you're sitting there at all these autograph shows or your events, Playmate promotion events, and you've got your centerfold and a Playboy cover sitting there.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wow. How was that?
You know, I found out, interestingly enough, they don't pay a huge, and this is true for magazines in general, they don't pay a whole lot you to be on their cover because it's like the everybody wants to be on the cover, so it's
of course
good publicity for the model. So that was only $500 I got, and they just paid you for the photo shoot. Everybody gets $500.
They probably still do, you know. I mean,
they probably do.
You know, the same price. It has the centerfold, the $20,000. That never even budged for 20 years. I mean, I think that they probably don't even get that. I don't think they even get that anymore. I think they get just $3,000 or $5,000.
Now, I have a question. You said that your centerfold was April
No,
she missed March 91.
That's what it says right here, because I just thought I heard you say March, April.
Yes, but she was the cover girl for the next month after that.
Oh, I see. April
91. And what was that cover? Because I don't have it in front of me. Explain what you were wearing and what you were doing.
Oh, it's so cute. I'm in a bikini and rollerblades, and I'm kind of like hunched down in it's like a fetal position. I'm tying my shoelace and with a hat on. It's really cute, like pink and blue. It's just a cute. I love
it.
It's more me.
Yes.
It's more me than the centerfold diner scene with the clown shoes.
Yes. And I'm looking that up right now in the centerfold book because nobody would ever notice. But those things are so fun to talk about because those are things that nobody even realizes.
And I didn't know, they don't tell you whether you're actually going to get the cover because they shoot a few models. And then they pick one. And so you don't, just because you're doing the photo shoot for the cover doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be on the cover.
Well, I know. And I've had two shoots where it didn't work out, but it wasn't because of a different model. It was because they just didn't even run that cover because when they're doing their publication, figuring out the whole magazine 3 months prior to printing it, things change. You know,
yeah.
Like I was doing a firehouse. Oh, mine was so cute with just the suspenders with the fireman's helmet on, all oiled up. It was hot. And then they decided, oh, we're going to run that firehouse woman's story during the Playmate of the Year issue. So the Playmate of the Year is always on that cover. So they just threw the cover away. And, oh, my gosh, I was so disappointed. But I did do a cover. I did do October 93, though, with Jerry Seinfeld. And that's a very big time cover. But I'm not the only one on the cover.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. So, anyways, and then they didn't even tell me or call. Or there was no announcement or anything. I think I was on a job. I was flying somewhere. I was in the airport, and I looked over at the newsstand, and there I was on the cover. I was like, oh.
No way. Wow.
That's all I found out.
And here you are traveling. You're probably, like, all casual. I mean, I don't wear evening gowns when I travel. And, you know, nobody ever would probably know because it's like we are normal people. We're just normal, like Hep says, the girl next door. And, you know, we can glam up or we can just put the baseball cap on and be, like, go into the world with not anybody knowing who we really are. Or we can let them know. That's what I loved about it.
Mm-hmm. I really feel for people that are recognized everywhere because, oh, my gosh. that wouldn't be my cup of tea.
I don't think mine either. So we have the best of both worlds. You know, we can use it when we want to use it, and if we don't want to, we don't have to. Okay, here, I'm at 1991, and there you are. And, okay, I see the shoes, and the shoes actually look super adorable, but I can understand. You know, maybe that's why they put me with the high heels in the 50s diner. They put the high heels with the bobby socks on, which I thought were so cute.
Yeah, it does look cute. It just, I mean, I wear a 6.5 and a shoe was like 9 or 9.5 or 10 or something. It was crazy. And so it felt ridiculous.
It felt
but,
that
you know,
way, but the angle didn't look.
The good thing was that my foot wasn't all scrunched up in a pair of high heels, you know, for hours while they try to get the right picture. So that was good.
That's what I was going to say, too, because everybody else was in horrible pain for 5 days shooting their centerfold, but not you.
Right.
You might have had some calf muscles going on, though, because you're on your tiptoes, and that's 5 days of being on your tiptoes.
Oh, yeah, they had to tell me. I would stand flat-footed, and then when Ari got ready to shoot, they would say, okay, get on your tippy-toes, and I was like, okay, and then you hold it as long as I could while he took pictures, and then take a break, you know. So it wasn't too bad.
No. Okay, so tell us about how your family reacted
Was it hard to let your parents know? Sometimes it is, because basically you're right out of high school. That's not too far out of being out of the nest from your mom and dad. Were they cool with it?
Well, my dad was he worked for the FBI. He's passed away now, but he was up in Washington, D.C. And I was with my mom in Naples because that's where her parents retired as grandparents. And, my mom said she wasn't against it, but she said, I would think twice about it because you don't know, you might regret it later on that it hinders something else that you want to do professionally, you know? So she just said, think about it. And I didn't care. My mind was made up.
Yeah.
And my dad said, congratulations. My dad was like, that's so cool.
Oh, that's so funny.
My dad just wants to brag about me, you know.
Me too. And so there's so many similarities between our stories, because same thing with my mom, except my dad. He thought it was so cool, but he was always a subscriber. And that's how I got the idea to even want to be a Playmate. Like, when did you even know Playboy existed? How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. 12 or something. I don't know. Something
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, me too. 12, around 12. Then you saw a Playboy around, and you see some around, and you opened it up, and you thought, I could be that. I could do that.
Yeah. Well, it was really when my boyfriend had the subscription that I was able to take the time to really check it out.
Your photos in, or did your boyfriend send your photos into Playboy?
No.
How did that happen?
My boyfriend had no idea. Of course he knew about the Venus pageant. And what happened was, I gotta find this guy's name. But it was a Warmer Image Photography out of Fort Myers. He was a photographer who was friends with Arnie, the Freytag. I'm probably not saying it right. Do you know how to say that last name?
Freytag, yes.
Freytag, okay.
Arnie is so great. Yeah.
I love
him. So, and being around all the swimwear stuff, and you were around a lot of the photographers who knew, had connections. So, is that how that happened?
He was a friend of Arnie's, and he was a scout. So, he said, hey, you, would you be interested in posing for Playboy? And I was like, yes! So, I never even told my boyfriend. And because I wasn't sure whether he would support me doing that or if he was going to be jealous or what. So right. I wasn't going to have him block me in any way. I knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
so
that's smart.
I didn't say anything. And I did a test shoot at Fort Myers. He sent in my pictures. They called right away and wanted me to come fly me out to L.A. to do a test shoot. And
so I went, and
I just told my boyfriend I had a job, and I'll be back in a couple days. And so he said, well, call me when you get there, so I have a number where I can reach you, right?
Yeah.
And I went to the Playboy Mansion, got the number, and I just sent him. I didn't say anything, and I just sent him the number. And he calls, and not knowing and not expecting anything, he calls, and they said, Playboy Mansion West, you know, how may I direct your call? And he goes like, what the?
No, question.
Redialed, like not thinking maybe he thought it was a joke.
Did they call it Playboy Mansion West? Are you saying that there's a north and there's an east?
Yeah, well, there was the one in Chicago, I think, was the first one.
Yes.
Oh, so okay. Cool. I didn't know that.
Yes. But they didn't call the other one east or north or south. They just called Playboy Mansion West was the one in Holmby Hills, California. And that was what I wanted to ask you, too. When you arrived, how was that? Had you ever experienced anything like that? I know, you know, they pick you up in a limo. You probably already had that. You arrive. Some people are from tiny towns.
Dream.
Yes,
I was so
tell
excited.
Us.
I didn't know what to do. I was so excited.
What was the first moment you met Hef? where was it? Was he walking through the foyer, or did you sit down at dinner with him?
I had just gotten there, and I was getting a little tour. Somebody was showing me around, and I went into the kitchen, went through the kitchen, and went to the dining room, and I was standing in the dining room, and he walks in from his lobby or from the main area, and he said, "Hi, I'm Hef, and welcome to the mansion," and that's all he said, and he smiled, and that was it.
Oh, wow. And then there's Kimberly. He was married at the time with the two little kids.
Oh, my gosh. It was nothing like everybody was expecting me to have these wild stories. And, you know, it had to have been, you know, it was everybody having sex with Hugh Hefner and what was going on and this and that.
Right.
And And my white friend said, I said, "I really don't have any exciting stories like what you're expecting." And he said, "Well, let me tell you, give me a little tip. Make something up."
Oh, that's funny. Well, you didn't have to. A few years later, when they got divorced, turned into the way it used to be, and we were able to have those fun parties. Did you go to a lot of parties throughout the years?
I loved the Midsummer Night's Dream. That was awesome. I loved that.
Me too. That energy. And what about the New Year's Eve and Halloween?
And I've been to New Year's Eve. I never did make the Halloween, but I know that was Hef's favorite holiday. So I'm sure it was awesome.
Oh yeah.
Did you go?
Yes, because I was local. I was right in Beverly Hills, so I pretty much went to.
You had to go.
One, and then I mean, you could just go in anytime you wanted throughout the day, in between your castings, and lay by the pool and eat. I mean,
yep.
If you had a family behind that.
I love the Sunday night movie. I like doing that.
Yeah, that was so
sweet. That was fun, movie night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so fun. So after, when you came out and you were on the stands and then you had the cover, how did that change your life? Did you get a ton of modeling work? Did you get into acting? What was the next step for you?
Not so much, but I want to finish telling you this thing about Kimberly, about what it was like there, because she had just had Marston, so he had, you know, the new marriage and a new baby, and she was really wanting to make it known to everybody that this was it was a family home now, and things were different, and she wanted to just, you know, it was her place now, basically. So, she made some changes that were like, oh my gosh, this was crazy. I thought this was crazy. And all the rooms, there's a bowl of peanut M&Ms. And it had always been like that since, I don't know, forever probably. That was what Hef liked. And she changed that. So no more peanut M&Ms. And now it was trail mix.
You're kidding. That's horrible. Because the peanut M&Ms are the best. But she didn't take away the
gosh. I mean, like, come on. Hey. I need to call the kitchen and get some peanut M&Ms and get rid of this trail mix crap.
Gosh. And then taking down the Playmates at Play sign and putting Children at Play, and there was all those toys around. And you know, you're a young girl, you don't really want to see that. I don't like that.
I know. I wasn't there to play pen. I mean, to see the little. How about this? This is really funny. How about this? She ordered no more topless sunbathing, no more topless swimming at the pool, at the Playboy Mansion. Come on now.
Oh. My goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
And then it turned into Black Tide because the New Year's Eve party, it used to be always lingerie. Everything was lingerie, and she changed that to Black Tie, which it didn't bother me, but she did try to really change things, and it was boring.
Big time. Yeah. It just was like, I don't know.
But the year 2000, it changed. And
I know.
It turned wild again.
I wasn't as involved then, so I made it out there for a few parties, and I had some fun. But, you know, my initial experience when I stayed during my shoot was different. So, I mean, with the topless sunbathing, it's like, but they wanted you to have an even tan with no tan lines. But you can't tan, but you can't topless sunbathe. So, thank goodness they had a tanning bed, so that worked. I used that.
They had a giant tanning bed, and I loved that. And
I
don't remember all those new rules. I think that I just went full force into work mode, and I didn't really even care too much about that. And I got my own life. And you know what? Hey, the parties are there if you want to go. But we all were getting our own boyfriends and our own life going. And sometimes I had my own group of 20 people for New Year's Eve, and we wanted to go to Spago. I couldn't bring 20 people up to the mansion. You know, I had my own thing going on, so I didn't make it to every single one. And you were all the way in Florida, too, so every time you wanted to go to a party, you'd have to get the plane ticket and all that.
Like I could just drop in. I had to spend $600 on a plane ticket.
Right, yeah, so it's different. And not everybody coming from out of town was staying at the mansion anymore, so you'd have to get the hotel, too.
Yep, and yeah, it used to be more, it was easier to invite a guest or two. I mean, I brought a couple friends, and, you know, that changed towards the end. It was like I had to submit a photo, and they had to approve me before I could even go. I was like, okay.
A playmate?
So, I mean, I understand. They really had to tighten up on their security and who was getting in there and all that. I understand.
Well, I guess maybe some of the playmates were changing, and that obviously meant something to them because they had to have, you know, the good bodies up there. But that was kind of like a slap in the face. Hey, you're a playmate, but send us a picture to go to a party? That is not okay. I don't think that's okay.
Yeah, what does that mean? If I was fat and had some kind of skin problem, or I was, you know, something happened, I didn't have a bald spot, or they weren't going to, they're going to say, well, too bad for you.
Yeah, no, you were not.
Could you imagine if they said, sorry, you can't come?
Yeah, well, they probably would have. And what was your relationship like with Hef? Probably just that. He said hi to me one time, because in the 90s, he was married, and it was so different. And, you know, it wasn't like that relationship that the girls had from the 70s with him. And he says, did you know that he does say that he holds the 90s playmates in a special place in his heart, because he never was able to really get to know them very well.
I know.
He wasn't allowed to talk to us.
I know. So there wasn't the opportunity to have any, you know, intimate or build a friendship or anything. It just wasn't there. The opportunity was not there for that, for me. But I roomed with, in the guest house, I roomed with Morgan Fox. And became friends with her. I know. She was so cool and so fun. And she, somehow, she's so outgoing. She became good friends with Kimberly. And she was able to go upstairs and hang out with her and all that. But I didn't really, and she tried to kind of, she said, well, let's go upstairs and look at the, have you seen the photo gallery, you know, in the hallways upstairs.
Yes.
And so we just went over there, and we got to the top of the stairs, and here comes Kimberly around the corner, and she was like, oh, what are you doing here? And she says, you know, you can't come up here without permission. You have to call first. And she was like,
whoa,
pointing her finger and nah. And I was mortified. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like a little kid. I was getting scolded. So I ran downstairs and I never went back.
Oh my goodness. Yes. One time it was strange. She would be cold a lot. She had a cold personality. And then sometimes she would be super nice. She took XO Johnson and I out to sushi a couple times.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then she did try to get me to come up there and work out with her, and it just never, I never did. But it was just kind of like that, you know. But
right.
I never even did go upstairs. I've never even been up there.
No, I didn't either. I was so scared then, and like, I just wanted to. I just wish I was. You won't believe this, or most people don't believe it, but I was really a shy person. So it took a lot for me to talk and initiate friendships with some people. And like,
well, yes, Renee, because we were up there with celebrities, and these people are icons. And we're young. I mean, we're just out of high school.
I was young. I mean, you know, my center, they couldn't even release my, they had to wait a couple months or something to release my centerfold because I wasn't 18. They had to wait until my 18th birthday.
Wow, but they actually shot you when you were 17. That is a little risky, don't you think?
I think so.
Nobody was saying anything, I bet, at that time. You're not going to put the red flags out on your own self. Did you get more money, though, for your swimwear modeling after you did Playboy? Because that makes you more valuable. Did you raise your rates?
No, not really. But I did do a little, not much with movies, but I got a speaking role in a HBO special called Can't Be Loved. And my character's name was Crystal, and I had one line, and it was, I really respect your bold artistic vision. It was like,
you'll always,
you know,
remember that line.
I'll never forget it. but it was fun. It was like a babe spring break babes as a sorority babe or something like that. And then I did a Weekend at Bernie's part 3 or something.
Part 2.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a cool one.
And that
and,
was
and
shot
your husband, is he the guy in the background? He knows everything you've done.
I know. That's my boyfriend, Stefan. He's he's a good manager.
I bet he's proud of you.
He is. And,
I was on the phone with him earlier, and I told I told the boyfriend, I said, you know, Julie looks exactly like Julia Roberts, and he goes, yes, Julie's prettier.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I don't see the Julia Roberts. I see her super beautiful, but
some pictures. I think it's the eyes and the smile. I don't know.
Yeah. But not in the centerfold. You look just like Julie Clark. And that's who you are. That's super, super cute. And you know what? They never do a butt shot on anybody unless their butt is absolutely perfect. And yours was.
That's what and Arnie liked shooting me because he said my skin was good back then because it didn't show any effects of being in the sun so much yet, you know? I was still young, and he said it was the first time he had done a whole shoot and never had to use a filter on his camera. So he loved
that.
Wow.
I love hearing those things. Those are the little things that I find to be so interesting that makes your story special. That is a big compliment. Out of how many centerfolds he has shot, hundreds and hundreds of centerfolds, and the only one that he never had to use a filter? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and he
I can say everybody, he didn't shoot mine.
he was really pushing. He was pushing for me for Playmate of the Year, and I really upset him because I wasn't outgoing enough, and I almost was afraid and didn't almost kind of, I was shied away from it because I was like, you know, it just gave me anxiety. And I just, and looking backwards, I wish I had a mentor or somebody to kind of coach me or something. And I didn't, you know,
it was Karina Harney.
Yeah, but she's got
she
that.
She was super outgoing.
She was shy. No,
she was outgoing big time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she had that component that they needed, and they needed somebody to be outgoing, and that was difficult for me. So, at the time.
But so, I mean, anyway, that year, 1991, a really major year. Very great group of Playmates. Haven't you always heard a lot of the fans say, oh, my favorites are the 90s Playmates?
I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot.
I liked,
I think maybe
Erica Alaniak.
Right.
She did the, yeah, I liked her. I love the blue eyes.
I think I heard that. Why that should be, why the 90s should be such a big deal. The 90s is when we suddenly got to the digital age, the internet. It was the year, the decade that we got the internet. It was the decade that it's kind of like you were.
Late 90s, Johnny.
Yeah.
Late 90s. I came, I was December 92, okay? We were just starting to get car phones. Nobody even had a cell phone. We were laughing at the people who had car phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing I went out and did is I bought a Jeep. And I had one of those phones that's mounted in the center and had a cord.
Mhm. Me too.
And I thought I was
not
so cool.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was fun.
But we were still using payphones, and
yeah.
Then cell phones started coming. And then I remember when Playboy did their first email, they typed it. I still have the papers where it was typed with Hef's real signature on it. And you know why I kept all those letters? So I don't know what Johnny's talking about. It was not a digital age, really. It maybe later 90s.
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was coming up. It was a, yeah.
Yeah, no, we still shot Polaroids. We didn't. They didn't do digital yet, Johnny.
Oh, mm-mm. I took. I still have Polaroids that you weren't
yes.
supposed to take, but I slid some anyways.
8x10 size, right?
Only a few of those, but I had tons of the small ones I skipped up. Still have
me
those.
Too. You should take a picture of all your Polaroids. Take the picture of the picture to make sure that you have those forever because Polaroids
yeah,
wear out after a while.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing
yeah.
that. I've been going through everything. And did you go on any foreign tours to promote Playboy?
No, I didn't. But that reminds me of, I just want to thank the fans that just, I mean, I just got some beautiful fan mail and, regret that I didn't answer everybody. I wish I had, I got tons of beautiful letters from, I just want to cry. From the soldiers in the Gulf War.
Yeah.
Just so the sweetest letters. I mean, it was just really cool.
Did you not keep those? You said you didn't keep your fan mail. I still keep every single piece of fan mail.
Some of it got destroyed. I had somebody move for me when I was actually in Paris at the time with my dad and. I was getting out of an apartment lease, and so I lost some of it, was damaged, and I don't have all of the stuff, but I do have some of it, and I really cherish them. I wish I had every single one. It was really
yeah.
cool. I got some really cool letters.
And then after a few years, we were Playmates. They started coming out doing the bunny suits again. And I really wanted to do it so much. I was able to do the 60th anniversary in a bunny suit. But too bad they weren't doing more of the bunny stuff in the early 90s. You would have been like a perfect bunny.
Guess what? I bought this costume, and I love it. I bought it like just a year or so ago. I found it at Walmart. It's remember the Christmas Story movie? I got they had a bunny suit, like a zip-up onesie, the deranged bunny, the deranged
oh.
Christmas bunny.
How cute!
And I wore it for Halloween. It was so cool. I have a picture.
Sorry, Barbara, you should tell her about the cat suit and the lollipops.
Mm. Johnny's getting to know all the Playmates now because we're doing this. And you know what? I don't even have to do anything, Julie. I sent Johnny out.
You've already got that?
You just tell him this. Mention my name, and they have been coming in droves. But now he knows Shauna Sand so well, you know, because Shauna is living near me in San Diego, and we get together a lot. So Johnny says, Barbara, I'm going to send a box of lollipops. And we said we promised to wear our cat suits to some events and hand out these lollipops for Johnny and say, hey, if you listen to our show, we'll give you a lollipop. I mean, that's Johnny's promo that he wants us to do, and now he wanted me to tell you that. So I did. Are you happy, Johnny?
Yes.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we will. We will do that for Johnny. But, yes, that's so good. It sounds like you had pretty much a very good experience with Playboy. And it
I
all
did.
Turned out well. Yeah.
Super grateful. Super grateful. Just awesome. Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Don't forget.
You got videos, too, on
there. There's some videos and some cool stuff you can check out on my website, julie-clark.com.
And don't forget to put the E on the end, everybody, of Clark.
Clark
Julie is just spelled normally. Normally, Julie with the hyphen and the Clark and .com. And I'm going to go check that out right now. But I'm going to send you that link so you can get hooked into, you know, working with your fans and talking to your fans and then making more money, because why not? Well, let's do it. Let's make money forever. And it's making
I'm
everybody
really
happy.
I really, really
happy.
Want to.
Oh,
and
they would
I
love it. They probably miss you. They miss being able to buy stuff from you. And but do you do eBay? Do you have some things, some Playboy memorabilia on eBay that we could tell them about?
No, there's some stuff out there.
Well, you know what? They call me the Roller Girl for that cover, that April 91 cover, because of the rollerblades.
Oh, cute.
So I'm Roller Girl, if you look that up. I'm actually PacSun, the surfer wear company.
T-shirt.
And that was called the Roller Girl. That's out of stock now. It's sold out right away. But I don't know where you might be able to. So I would love to get some. I tried to order, and they were sold out right away. But I'm also, that cover is on Zippo Lighter. You can get that. You can find that on eBay.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at your official site. Are you kidding me? You are harder body than you ever have been. Oh, my
you
goodness.
You know what? I did. I got into ballroom dancing pretty heavy for a while.
Oh,
and
did you know that that's what I did? I competed for 6 years in ballroom dancing, international ballroom standard for 6 years, and I did get 2 U.S. titles. And that's how my body looked, too, when I was doing it. My abs looked just like that.
I mean, it makes you don't realize you saw every muscle that you never knew you had doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool, Julie. I did not know that you got into that. Did you know I was doing that?
I did, and that's why I was excited to talk to you, too. I was like, oh, she does. I saw that somewhere on Facebook or something. I'm like, that's so cool that she does that, too. I got into it because my mom said she was doing it all the time. And I thought, she said, why don't you come to a group class with me? And I thought it was going to be like this funny, duddy old, you know, old people. And it was going to be really boring and I was going to suffer through it. And it turned out that I fell in love with that. Let me tell you what. I started to, I danced all the time. And then I started, my dance partner was the nephew of the Itzhaki studio in Fort Myers. And he's such a great guy, such an awesome family.
What's
and
his
a wonderful
name?
Dance studio. Brian Akioka, and it's his brother, Bruce Akioka. And Aki's dance studio. I mean, just special. Special people, and it really had an impact on my life.
What style did you dance?
I did a little bit of everything.
American rhythm, Latin.
Yeah,
I bet you were good at Latin.
I was working. The last thing I was working on was an international rumba that my mom just still talks about today. She's like, you got to get back to that and finish your work with that. He looks incredible. So,
oh, wow.
I'm missing
and
it.
I totally understand the love and falling in love and getting the passionate and being passionate about ballroom dance. And that is so
cool. Yeah, it's in my heart.
Oh, wow.
And I have,
okay.
I have two daughters. One's going to turn 14 this week. And, happy birthday to my Haley. I'm anxious and can't wait to share with them and teach them and see if they don't fall in love with it, too.
Oh, yeah, that'll be wonderful. I love your website, and I'm on it right now. Here's your cover so everybody can see. You've got a cute, very cute picture with Hugh Hefner there, probably at GlamourCon. And your Playboy cover, I remember that. Oh, my gosh, it's so super cute with the rollerblades, and that is you.
Yes,
and all the
ma'am.
Swimwear? Wow. Look at these swimwear photos. Johnny, you've got to log on. And I didn't know you went more blonde. You're pretty blonde because I just remember you being more like brown with highlights.
Yeah. Well, Playboy kept wanting to put more highlights in. So before you know it, I was really blonde. And actually, I just did my hair again. So I'm blonde again.
Oh, it looks fabulous. It must be so nice to just have this hard body. Gosh, this is the best body. Wow.
Thank you.
Julie-Clark.com. And I guess a dash is called a hyphen. And that worked so well when I just put that in. And you popped up here. And it's so super cute. You should be making money off of this. And you will be. And I'm going to hook you up with a connection. And that's what I love doing. I love helping my Playmate sisters because there's something different. It's not just model friends. It's totally different. Don't you feel it's more like a sisterhood, like a kind of like a college group, sorority sister?
Yeah.
Because we all have our own month and year. And so people were not that jealous unless they really wanted Playmate of the Year. They really got along because everybody had their own thing. They had their own year. They had their own month. They were special in their own right. And I never had a problem with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, a major.
And that was a really cool point about it, that the Playmates were, I did not have any experience of cattiness or, there was none of that, which was so wonderful. That was refreshing.
Yeah,
what I was
going to
say is that it's sort of like I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's like Barbara's Something About Mary. You know, Barbara is Mary from Something About Mary.
Well, he thinks that just because if somebody's pretty, he would expect them to be mean and bitchy and suck up. And he's realizing, no, it's not like that. I mean, sometimes, but no, we're normal people. Why should we be mean? Because we're attractive. We should be nicer, right?
Well, that's what the movie betrays you. That's the way the movie betrays somebody. Every time they're gorgeous, they're portrayed as not having much of a personality, you know.
That makes
true.
Us different.
That does make us different. Did you know I was the year after you, 1992? Three Playmate centerfolds have passed away in my year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anna Nicole Smith, which also people know her as Vicky Smith, Tiffany Sloan, and then recently Stephanie.
Yeah.
Oh, and
Tiffany
Sloan. Okay, go ahead.
I worked with her. She was in the We Get It Bernie's job with me. That was so fun.
Did you know she passed away?
I know. God bless her.
I know. It is so super sad. And then the Stephanie mental problems just 2 years ago, and it was a double homicide. I mean, she threw her child off of a very high balcony from a New York hotel, and then threw herself off.
Did
you hear
that?
They interviewed me.
I did. I read about that.
Because that was only 1 month before me, Stephanie Adams.
You know, there's the Facebook group where the Playmates are, you know, chit-chat.
Right.
And I read, you know, the conversations, and I just haven't participated. But I think I want to – that shy girl is gone, so I need to
I need to start talking and say hi and participate.
Oh, yeah.
But
they would love you. And you know who started that little chat is, it's called the Playboy Mates, and they only accept playmates to get in there. And Pia Reyes, Pia Reyes started that.
I worked with Pia before. I like her. We went to Costa Rica together.
Me too. I got in touch with her again. She lives in New York City. I was about to stay with her when I was going there. So it's nice to do this, these interviews, because I'm getting back in touch with so many people that I haven't even talked to for 25 years, like you.
That is so awesome. I was so excited when I got the invitation, your invitation. I was so excited, so happy.
Oh, well, thank you. And we appreciate that, because sometimes we may not hear back at all. So we appreciate that and you being on top of things. And is there anything else there that is funny, quirky, silly, a little story you want to share that nobody knows, something with Hef or the mansion or your centerfold shoot, anything at all?
Hef did have a little name, his own little name for me, because he liked the diner scene that they shot me for the centerfold, and he called me his Wurlitzer girl. So I thought that was really sweet.
Oh yeah, you should feel really special, Julie, because you know I wasn't so sure about this theme. You know, I mean everybody is wearing lingerie. Very romantic, their whole set. But now I'm glad, because if I just show my centerfold, people are like, oh, yeah, you were the soda fountain girl. Oh, yeah, I remember that one, because it is a theme. So I think we should be grateful that we have a theme.
Actually, I'm going to say that about the theme, because it is great, because it shows that 10, a woman can be a 10, but not necessarily like another woman. Like, there are some that are just, you see them and you think, oh, cowgirl. You're like, she's like a cowgirl. There's some people that you would think is, very studious. There's some people that look like they should, you know, belong in a business board.
So are you saying that we look like, Julie and I look like we belong in a sock hop,
I'm just saying that just because somebody, you know, looks a certain way and has a certain kind of personality, two different women can have two different personalities and be a 10, is what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Let me ask Julie. Does that make sense, Julie? She's probably going to say, what? What did you say, Johnny? I give Johnny a hard time sometimes, but I don't even understand what you're saying, because, you know, we had the theme. We are the ones that did have the theme, Johnny. Julie and I, we had the theme.
Okay. Well, that's great.
I thought you were saying it's great when nobody has a theme and they're
no,
in lingerie.
No, that's not what I said. I said it was great that the theme is there, that you use the idea of the theme, because what that does is it gives a certain, you know, the idea of that a woman can be an individual, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of lingerie, remember we did a lingerie show for Donald Trump and Atlanta?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hello. You know what? Now, that is something that we should touch upon, and I'm so glad I asked you. You have a little funny, quirky story. I forgot that you were one of the seven who we went to Atlantic City, and that's where I met Donald Trump. And then I started dating him. I was 25. And that's when he took a liking to me. And now I'm doing all these interviews. I'm making tons of money with these interviews because he's the president. And listen to this. Oh, my gosh. My mother goes, oh, Barbara, like your mom said, Barbara, you better, you know, rethink your decision to do play. Johnny, may I finish my story? Okay. My mom said, Barbara, you better think about what you're doing because, you know, if you do Playboy, you're never going to be able to date a president or be with a president. I think I proved her wrong.
No way.
Yes, yes.
Wow. What'd she say now?
Oh, she acts like it didn't happen. I mean, oh, gosh, she loves Trump, and she just doesn't want to know that her daughter actually had a fling with him. I mean, it's like, oh, shove that under the rug, you know. Act like that didn't even exist.
Jackie,
I did tell her that. She said, I don't remember saying that, Barbara. And I go, well, I do, because it was a big deal that you said that to me. It was a big step in my life to do this. You know what? I don't want to marry a president, probably in the future, but look, Mother, I ended up dating him. He didn't care if I was a Playboy playmate. In fact, he wanted a Playboy playmate all the time. So that is out the window. She goes, I don't remember that, saying that, Barbara.
The selective memory, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, did you ever know that, though, Julie, that happened after that runway show that we did for him? And I don't even know why we were there in Atlantic City. And we were with a chaperone, BJ Turner from Playboy, and we went to that cocktail party after that. Tell us what you remember, because it was so long ago. I'm trying to, like, remember exactly what it was like at that cocktail party afterwards. And do you remember anything?
I don't remember a lot. I don't remember a lot about it. I remember, whoa.
Somewhere? What do you remember?
Man, can we change the outcome of this election? Let's do that.
You know what we should do? You don't tell us what you remember, and maybe if you do remember something, I will get you some money, because I've gotten Elkie money, because she went to visit me when I went to New York to see him, and she was there. So I've made her thousands of dollars just from what she has to say about that.
Yeah, I remember.
Try to remember, Julie. Try to remember.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't want to say right now, but yeah.
Okay. Well, then you might have some juicy stuff that people would be willing to pay for. And hey, this is what we do. We have to make a living, and we're in the entertainment business.
It's like, yeah, I told a fan, I got a couple letters, and they wanted sent their, some pictures that they wanted autographed, and you know, they're worth money. And so I said, I've, you know, charged like you do at a GlamourCon. I don't know that they really wanted to pay anything or not. And then I was feeling, I didn't know if I should feel bad about that, asking for money for an autograph. But I mean, people are making money off of it, and I'm the one doing the signing, so why shouldn't I make some money off of it?
Well, time is money. You're the only one. You're the only one who has that signature, which is yours, and you're the only one who is Miss March 1991. So, yes, that is very valuable. And you know what? Hep was saying, oh, girls, it would be nice if you just charge people $10 for your signature at GlamourCon or when you answer your mail. Well, okay, then what are you going to charge, Hep? He was charging $6,000 for his autograph.
Wow, that's so funny. Wow.
I know. But do it. Of course you should. They expect to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't. They want, okay, they're going to try if they can get something for free, but nobody else is doing it really for free. So I'd say minimum 20 bucks, minimum, unless they send you a lot of stuff, you know, the first 20 and then everyone after that. And also autograph dealers too. Do it in bulk. And, you know, make $1,000 here and there. And
I have
those connections. Good, because they're booming right now. Have you noticed right now that they really want to, the autograph dealers are chomping at the bit for us, because during COVID, it's everybody's really ordering stuff online. So now is the time to
post. That's true, to jump on that.
Yep.
For real.
And you will. All right, so this has been so fun, and just
totally.
Make sure if you have Donald Trump photos like I did, I got them all copyrighted. Nobody's going to see those unless they have, you know, some money, because I've already sold a lot of them to
Barbara,
newspapers.
So cool.
Yes.
Oh,
I can help you with all
that. I need to talk with you further. This has been awesome.
Okay, good. Well, we will talk very about all of this. Because I totally forgot about the 7 girls. I mean, I didn't forget about you, but we have that group shot in Atlantic City, and we did that everybody did like a crazy face and a crazy pose. I have that photo, and I can send that to you if you don't have it.
Please do. That would be awesome.
Yes.
I'd love it.
Okay, good. And if you have any photos, don't post them because those are really worth a lot of money right now. Anything to do with the president is worth a lot right now.
Right on. Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So thank you, Julie. We even went over like almost 30 minutes because it was so fun. I didn't even know this. So thank you for staying on longer. Yeah. Let's get a shout out for you.
The time just flew by. I'm like, I can't believe it.
It really did. And I really appreciate your boyfriend there who wrote a comment on our show description on Blog Talk Radio. And he said, Julie's really looking forward to the show today. And you know what? That just makes Johnny and I so happy. It makes us beam because we put our blood, sweat, and tears into this every day. We're on live every single day, 5 days a week on Life After Happiness. And it means a lot to us. So thank you for
us. I'm going to post a picture of you on the Sims on your Facebook page.
What's that?
You're on the Sims. I'm going to post you a picture of you.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, Johnny makes cartoon characters on this game called The Sims. People probably know about that out there. And
so I'm moving
in. Yes, anybody who's been on our show who's a playmate gets to have a character made. So that's cool, too.
Sweet.
Let's do the shout-out. Okay, I want to tell everybody, listeners, okay, you just listened to the iconic 90s playmate, Julie Clark, Miss March 1991, and Playboy cover girl, April 1991 as well, 1991. So check those out and her website, julie-clark.com. And it's hot. You're going to see a lot of awesome hard body bikini photos, and she's going to have a lot more going on to sell soon. And it was just a pleasure talking to you today, Julie. And you're going to be able to use this show. We're going to send you the link with your promo photo with it. And if you could send that out to all your friends and family and on social media, we would really appreciate it. And it's going to be connected to our YouTube channel. So it'll be on YouTube forever.
I told Julie that, you know, about on Friday we have our psychic on, and she might want to call in for that. You know, maybe she wants a mini meeting.
Yes.
Right.
We always have a psychic every Friday at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and the same number that you called in today is our hotline. You can call. Johnny knows your number. He'll patch you right through, and you can ask our psychic a question if you would like, and it's free.
Whoa, I'm totally going to do that.
Okay, awesome. So we'll hear from
you. How did you find your psychic? Is it somebody that you know? Who's your psychic?
We work with a lot of psychics. So Johnny has this book of the 100 best psychics in the world, and he found her there. Right, Johnny?
Yeah, the regular one is named Dale Shear. She's done some work with us on her TV channel, and she sent Barbara some books, which, by the way, you need to be able to go to the post. She texted me. She told me to tell you, Barbara, you need to go to the bookstore to pick up the books. Because otherwise,
okay, everybody. Now you know I'm going to go pick up my books. Thank you very much for the reminder, because I'm starting a book club, a Life Laughter Happiness book club. Anybody who's written a book and has been our guest, which a lot of playmates actually have written books, we're going to once a month show that book off. We're going to read it, talk about it. That's going to be on our Life Laughter Happiness blog on Facebook. So check that out, everybody. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Life Laughter Happiness YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And do not forget to follow Julie Clark. And are you on Instagram? You're on Facebook. Are you on Instagram and Twitter too?
I do have an Instagram account. I haven't really started using it yet. I've just mostly used Facebook, but I'll branch out.
Okay, because you have plenty of beautiful shots for Instagram, showcasing all of your work throughout the years. Everybody wants to see that. Yeah,
I'm interested in your book club. My grandfather, he was born in 1913, and he passed away recently, a month before his 106th birthday.
Oh,
and he wrote a book at the age of 102. You can find it at Barnes & Noble online. It's called A Tie and a Ring, and it's a tribute to my grandmother and their 64 years of marriage.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, what great grandparents. I'm sorry you lost him, but what a great life, 105?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Longevity in the family.
Good things there. Wow. Okay, tell us the title of that book again.
A Dress, a Tie, and a Ring.
Oh,
Julian
so
Hanley. I was named after him. He's Julian, and I'm Julia Ann, my legal name.
Oh, that is so cute. Yeah, I'm Barbara Ann.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Do you do an E after Ann?
I do.
Or just, yeah? It matches everything else. Julie Ann Clark. Everything has an E. Mine doesn't have the E. But we have a lot of similarities, and we're right around the same age. And I love to see that you still are in such great shape, looking so beautiful, and being healthy and spiritual. And I loved in the beginning of the show that you talked about manifesting, because that's a big part of our subject matter at Life Laughter Happiness. It's all about positivity and how to lead your best life. And I think Playboy Playmates, the ones that I know, have done that.
Yes. And I mean, I really feel that manifestation thing is for real, because I really strongly remember having a strong vision and then just kind of, you know, I threw it aside. But I think that made an imprint on my subconscious. And, you know, I really think that had a lot to do with it.
Oh, definitely. I do, too. And I manifested it all with the dancing, and you envision yourself winning. How else are you going to be a magnet for all that good stuff if you aren't thinking about it?
Right.
Yeah.
So
I believe in it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you so much. And friend who is so supportive, and I'm glad to see that you have such a great guy and your daughters. And I have a 13-year-old daughter. We have children around the same age, and it's fun.
Don't you ever
forget, if you guys ever come to the beach cities, I live in Huntington Beach. I've lived here a year now from Beverly Hills, and I'm loving it. And you're always welcome to come by and visit, and we'd have a great time.
Oh, thank you so much. I've got friends at Newport Beach, and I loved it there. It's a great area.
Oh, yeah. If you come, I will get mad if you don't call me.
I wouldn't dream of not calling.
Oh,
you're a beautiful person inside and out, and I'm so thrilled to have been invited on your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Julie, so much.
What?
Miss March 1991, everybody. Go follow her, and we are very happy. Happy for this show today. We're grateful for you. Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you, Johnny, and have a great night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. I'm at Instagram, Julie Clark 650.